I have a plugin that plays sound clips and it makes my team speak incredibly unstable. Anyways, so, RoboWeb doesn't like those things for all the reasons he said.
There's, you know what? This isn't going to be a good podcast. This isn't going to be a fun podcast. No. There's going to be shit to it. This is going to be us complaining the podcast because it's 1 a.m. I was just watching videos of someone who's... I was watching videos of special poetry jams, and I just realized that there's a disabled man who's transgender, and he can't do anything about it because he can't express himself. I'm in a real pissed off mood right now.
Yeah, dude, that's real bump. Yeah, dude, that dude was just dealt a raw hand.
Yeah. And it's not even like he can do anything about being transgender because he's just fucking disabled. He's in a way, he can't talk. I mean, he can, but it's just... I'm in a real pissed off mood right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that shouldn't be happening. And Steam is not... I'm not happy with Greenlight right now. You know, Greenlight was a great idea in the beginning. A place where people can go and they can get their games on Steam and it'll help the indie developers. Like, Steam doesn't do that enough. But... It's just gotten to shit. It's just the level of shit. It's either a zombie game, a simulator, or some goofy thing. And there's no...
While you're talking, I'm gonna go look at Greenlight right now. I'm gonna tell you the first thing I find. So just keep going.
Let's see. Let's see what the newest Greenlight game is.
All right. What's been greenlit? Recent submissions.
Oh, you know what my favorite is?
TDP4 Team Battle. Free to play 2D multiplayer shooter game.
You want to know? Want to know what you never do when making a video game? Never put a fucking GIF as your thumbnail. Just fucking don't do that. That's so fucking dumb and shitty, and it just looks so weird.
Yeah, because it has to be super low resolution to even fit.
But never mind that. It's just I want to see your like fucking thumbnail art. I don't want to see a shitty GIF that might play as I'm scrolling down the screen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course, Five Nights at Freddy's 2 fucking got greenlit, just like Five Nights at Freddy's 1.
Yeah.
A bunch of weird Japanese games.
Yeah. What are all these Japanese games doing here?
You know, there are decent things. There's a game like Reflex that I got recently that's a sort of arena, it's a momentum-based arena shooter.
We might do a video on Reflex, but that's only if we're not bad at it, but we are very bad at it.
So if only, I don't know how your frame rate is in that game. But
mine's good because I have a real computer, wink wink.
I'm getting a new graphics card, everyone. You should send me emails at pbjcast@gmail.com and talk about how I'm a really cool guy and congratulates me.
Or you can do the opposite and I'll give you a copy of a Ryan Dino Prelude.
Now, that's another thing. Is
that on sale?
No. I hope not. Duke, you know what else got greenlit? Neon Cat Lost in Space. Duke?
All right, tell me more.
Right. What about you ever want to play Smoking Simulator? You ever think I want to smoke, but smoking's too dangerous, so I'll use a fucking simulator?
It really is, though.
I know. That's what I'm
saying. Tell me about the Neon Cat. Is that an RPG?
No.
Is it a Fallout 3 reskin?
Yeah. No. What do you call those things? The one
Endless Runner.
I think it's like a bullet hell kind of thing. Endless Endless Runner. You know, where it's just a side scroller, like, and you have to like collect shit on the screen.
So it's like Galactica.
Yeah, sure. But like
Battlestar Galactica?
It's left to right. Yeah, Battlestar. Yeah, it's like Battlestar Galactica.
Am I pronouncing the arcade game? Is it called
Galactica? I don't know what Galactica? Else it could be called.
It starts with a G and it's like Galaxy.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Alright.
But there have been decent games that have been greenlit. And then there's other games that are literally mobile games. And they just don't say anything about it. And they're
great. There's some mobile games on Steam, and like the top review is like a thumbs down, and it's like just a port of the mobile version.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find this racing game. I forget what the fuck it's called. It's like it's basically a rally racing game where all they did is they took a name of a popular racing game from the PlayStation. I can't remember what it's called, and then
Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Yeah, sure. No, it's like what the fuck was it called? Something McCraw, I think. I'm looking for it. Yeah, here we go. Colin McCraw Racing. Stalling while I type things in, right. But it's late, so
there's also a tablet game for, tablet. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, tablet games. All right, it's called Colin McRae Rally. It all they did is they took the title of Colin McRae, which was a popular rally racing game on the PS1, I think. They made a mobile game out of that. just put the name on it. They took the mobile game, ported it to Steam, didn't say anything about it being a mobile game, put it on, and it costs $7 on Steam.
Also, you can play, I think it's the best mobile game I ever ran into, because it's a very obvious copy of Call of Duty Modern Warfare, but they, like, move all the words around. Mm-hmm. So it's like Modern Call Duty Warfare.
Duty.
That's literally what it's, like, called. It's insane. Also, I hate everything right now, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm. I hate everything all the time, but that's just me. I'm now putting this into my phone so that I can see how much this mobile app costs. On the phone.
I'm so tired.
So this game you get on Steam for $7, okay?
Yep.
You get for $2 on your phone.
Awesome.
So why? Why does this exist? Why is it on Steam? Why does anyone want to play a mobile game on the
computer?
Robo-11,
how many more must die? More? Just tell me right now, how many more must die?
There's so many more shitty games on Steam that just need to die.
You know what we need to do? We need to start an Illuminati, but for video games.
This game is far from the original CMR 2.0. It feels like a mobile port. It is. It is a mobile port. I'm sorry. Doraft? It is Steam Mobile.
The Steam version might cost less because it might not have microtransactions.
Maybe, actually.
They cast more?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
What's that other game? The Pandemic ripoff? That costs like $15 on Steam?
There's a Pandemic ripoff?
What the fuck is it called? It's like, oh.
Isn't there just Pandemic on Steam?
No. What is it called? I had it on my phone. Panic? No, it's not my Panic Source.
Infection?
No. Oh, dude, fuck Infestation Survivor Stories.
Contagion?
No, Contagion, that's actually a good game. That's an example of Early Access doing what it should be. A game that's getting updates and getting better with every update, and you pay a minimal amount for it, and it's a good game that you can get a finished product from. But the issue with games right now is we're seeing all these great concepts that are getting a lot of hype when they release into Early Access, and by the time the game comes out, all the hype is gone, so no one's playing these games. You know what
I
mean?
Recoil.
Like, yeah, Recoil. But a game like Star Citizen... I don't know, Star Citizen's kind of fucking huge, but, like, the amount of hype it's gonna get when it opens up into, like, early, like, open alpha is not gonna match the amount of players when it's done. Same thing with DayZ. Like, when DayZ's done, there's gonna be an influx of players for, like, a week, and then no one's gonna give a shit.
Yeah, I really hope DayZ dies a slow, painful, painful death.
You know
what?
I've really put a lot of faith in Bohemia. Fuck them so hard. They released a helicopter DLC for Arma that basically adds a new flight model and a couple new helicopters, but it should just be free, really? Or it shouldn't cost $15 just to add something that should be in the game anyways? There's like five rifles in the game, like a machine gun, a couple pistols.
Sounds like old Counter-Strike.
But like, and you're paying like fucking $60 for this piece of shit game. That's not even close to done. Just buy fucking Arma 2. You'll have a slightly less pretty game.
Plan, Robo. Better plan? Buy Recoil. Then play Recoil with me.
Dude, maybe. Or you can go kill yourself. What the fuck is this game called? I can't think of it. It's, you know, everyone knows what I'm talking about because they're not YouTube and they actually know what video games are. It's basically Pandemic... but, like, prettier, and you, like,
choose where Pandemic. The Pandemic people literally made a game for Steam. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Or is there a ripoff of the Pandemic game for Steam?
There's a Pandemic game on Steam.
Yeah, there is. There's one.
What is it called?
It's called, like, goddamn Pandemic or something.
No, it's not. I'm looking at it right now. It's not a fucking Steam.
Look up Infestation Survivor Stories.
Yeah. I can't remember what this game's called.
Day one, Scary Incident.
Damn, why do you keep referencing this game that no one knows about?
You don't know about Day One, Gary's Incident?
Yeah, you reference this all the time. No one knows what you're talking about.
It's a budget single-player game.
Day One, Gary's Incident. It costs $2 right now during the sale.
It's a budget single-player game. It's like a...
overwhelmingly negative.
Yeah, it's a budget single-player game. And it ended real bad.
Dylan Garrington bring its own undeniable charm with its main character being an alcoholic slob.
Don't deny it.
Kotaku's like the only person I've ever, like, it's like the only review site I've ever even heard of. on this list, and there's only two or three even.
Oh, what's the other one?
The other one is, sorry, one second. It is Overclockers Club and Shotgun Gamer.
I've heard of Shotgun Gamer. Overclockers Club seems like they're hardware reviews, so I wouldn't trust their video games.
The concept is a compelling one. Also, no capitalization here. It starts off, the concept is a compelling one. No capitalization. I just fucking threw a cup off my desk because I'm so angry. Did you hear that? Did you hear it clunk off my computer? Mm-hmm.
But maybe, like, the quote was taken out of the middle of a sentence, maybe. So capitalization might not be necessary.
Maybe just, like, gone, like, drinking my computer, because I'm so fucking angry. It's a compelling one. It's definitely a game to keep your eye on. That's one of the reviews they put on there. One is, it's cool, because main character is an alcoholic. One is, I don't know, keep an eye on it. It might get good, I guess.
Dude, just play Max Payne 3.
Dude, just play Double Action Boogaloo. Yeah. You know, the free fucking Source version.
Well, I mean, if you want an alcoholic main character, just play Max Payne. Oh, also, I got really angry because someone said that the Max Payne 3 was a good PC port.
Dude, it's amazing. I don't know what you're talking about.
I was like, hello, yes, ring ring, I would like one lie detector, please. Oh, I can't order it because it already blew up because this man's lying so much.
It went off the scale before it even arrived.
Mm-hmm. Max Payne 3 is not a good PC port. I played it. I like the game. The game works until it freezes and crashes.
I want it so bad. Like, cause even the multiplayer looks cool. You know, you get to do the fucking jump in slow mo. Yeah, I mean, Plague Inc.
There it is. Plague Inc. That's totally the Infestation Survivor Stories, people.
This is in your wish list. You should kill yourself. What? Oh, it's developed by Endemic.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I wanted it the instant they did the simian flu thing.
Oh, I saw that movie in the theater.
I did too. Alright, I was also angry at the movie. This is the anger cast.
I thought it was alright. Now, hold on, can I mention why I thought it was alright? Ready for this? I had a huge thing of nachos, a huge thing of popcorn, a huge thing of vanilla Coke, and I was also in a recliner in a movie theater.
That sounds pretty good. But the reason I was upset is because there's a dude on a tank, and he's just fucking hanging out on the top of the tank while they're running over damn apes. And he's like, dude, none of these apes are going to jump up and fucking rip me out and kill everyone in here.
Did they jump up there? Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what happens.
I don't remember that because I was kind of falling asleep the whole time because I was in a fucking recliner. Because apparently movie theaters are amazing nowadays. That's the first time I've been in the movie since, like, 2012.
Yeah.
And the movie theaters apparently are amazing now. Are all movie theaters like that? Are they just filled with recliners? No. And do they just, like, bring out Ron Jeremy to have sex with you?
No, that sounds like a wonderful movie theater, though. Yeah. But, yeah, I got really upset because he's on the machine gun on the top, and he's shooting monkeys, and they're running through a wave of monkeys.
Whoa, that's racist joke.
Oh, I'm sorry. White people.
Okay.
Turn that one around.
Yeah, dude. This is like an episode of The Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
You know? We were.
It's like one of the budget Twilight Zones where, like, dude, we have to pad out, like, 2 minutes. So let's make an episode where someone's saying all these racist things that is typically attributed to other races, and then turn out they're talking about a white person.
Yeah, it's one of those probably episodes where we see it coming the whole time, but you're like, I don't know. You know, like, I was watching this one where they're like, oh yeah, dude, we lost contact with this fucking spaceship full of people. And then it, like, cuts over to them, and they're, like, on, like, some desert fucking planet. And they're like, well, it has oxygen. It, you know, it temperate's pretty close to Earth. That's the sun. This is pretty good. I don't know, if we were to crash it anywhere, that's where it goes. And one guy ends up killing everyone and taking all their stuff. He walks over a hill. They were just outside of Las Vegas. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Let's see that. Mm. You know, in the beginning when you said, this place is a lot like Earth.
That's because it is, as it turns out. Yeah. Coincidentally, Earth is a lot like Earth.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude. Yeah. My favorite part of that movie was when the apes somehow learned how to drive a tank.
No, he didn't learn how to drive it. He got into the tank and just killed everyone. I think it just didn't stop going.
No, don't they, like, shoot? I don't know. Or they use the machine gun on the top.
The dude might use the machine gun on the top. I think he figured out how guns worked.
I really like that part when the ape just walks over. This is on the Planet of the Apes cast. I like the part when the ape walks over and he's all like, hey, dude, I'm an ape. Look at me do silly things. Then he grabs the machine gun and kills everyone.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And I'm like, well, that's what you fucking get. I guess.
The best part is because they didn't trust him at all, but he, like, wasn't murdering anyone, so they're like, dude, I don't know.
Yeah. That movie was fun. It was fun in such a weird way.
I liked the part at the end where the dude blew up the building and he didn't need to.
Oh, who, Gary Oldman?
Gary Oldman was like, we gotta blow up the building. And the and main character guy shows up and points a gun at him. He's like, you can't blow up the building. And he doesn't explain to them what's going on. He's so just like, you can't do it. It's like, well, fuck. Maybe if you told us fucking why you...
I think it's because it's an action movie designed for people who work in like the blue collar workforce and don't know how to solve anything without violence.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, he could have explained the situation and the dude could be like, "No, we got to blow them all up." Like, they could have resolved that and still had him blow up the whole place.
But
they didn't.
Yeah,
he didn't even try.
That's the pisses me off is that he could have just said, "No, dude, these apes are assholes. If an ape is gonna help us out, just trust me on this." And the guy still could have been like, "No, fuck you," or been like, "Oh, okay, I'm a reasonable human being. Let's do this." Instead, this guy just pulls a gun on him. Just fucking, who's the real another episode of the Twilight Zone? Who's the real monster here, Duke?
It's the people. The people are the monsters.
Mm-hmm. The apes just wanted to live, but we were testing on them, you know.
Yeah.
We're all like Caesar salads. We gotta.
Yeah, dude.
Put things in you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the main monkey was called, right?
Yeah.
Roman lettuce, Caesar salad.
Oh, dude, I really love Roman lettuce. I think it's called romaine lettuce.
I know.
But it's great. I love it.
I don't know. When it comes to things like that...
You have romaine lettuce, and then everything else is shitty, terrible lettuce.
And when it comes to things like lettuce, I'm like, yeah, you know, the one that's cool, the one that's green. I like that one. Like, I'm not very good when it comes to things like that.
Romaine is the only good lettuce. Iceberg lettuce is terrible. Cabbage is terrible. Every type of cabbage is terrible, and I hate it.
Well, how do you feel about, I was watching TV today, and I saw a thing about how they make, a haggis, Duke. How do you feel? I don't know why cabbage reminded me of haggis, but how do you feel about haggis?
Because it's shitty food. It's in the shitty food category. You know what is great, though?
I feel like cabbage is just stewed in shit. And, like, it's just what poor people who don't live in England but live around England eat.
Yeah. But, on the other hand, oh, damn it. Sauerkraut's great. That's the thing I was thinking of. Sauerkraut's pretty awesome.
I've never had sauerkraut. I don't eat German things, you know?
All right, here's what you do. Get a cabbage, mm-hmm. put it in a jar, fill the rest of that jar with, I don't know, I think vinegar.
I'm already out.
And then close it up, and then come back in a year.
Oh.
Sauerkraut.
Do they, I don't even know. That's it? It's just fucking vinegar?
I'm pretty sure it's just like pickled cabbage.
Duke, you know what else was a sauerkraut? Hitler.
Oh, speaking of Hitler, oh wow, alright, well, I'll deal with that later.
Did you also knock something over in a fit of rage?
No, it's more of a fit of I'm very tired and I'm just sort of hitting things.
Uh-huh, that's not what I mean. I reached over to, like, look at my other monitor and I fucking smacked a cup because I'm an idiot. Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of Farscape recently.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a robot about this. Science, they're on a spaceship, there's science fiction, there's aliens. Also, if you're ever watching a science fiction and there's a blue alien, everyone's going to be like, dude, let's bone the blue alien.
Dude, I'm pretty sure they do that in Mass Effect.
Mm-hmm. Blue aliens everywhere is like a universal signal for, like, let's have sex with them.
You know what else is most Twi'leks in Star Wars are blue, and they're always whores.
Yeah.
Except for that alien in The Fifth Element. When the one that had the stones inside her?
Yeah, she had stones inside of her. I think that one pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. I mean, how did they get there?
You know? Yeah.
I mean, you can't bring them down the throat. They would just go into the stomach.
Yeah, although, honestly, seriously, though, how did they get in? Were they planning on having, like, surgery at some point? Robone, are you okay getting your texts or messages or whatever?
Apparently, according to Twitch, there's a Halo 2 LAN championship on Twitch right now.
Oh, that's,
if you're interested.
That's not really LAN, then.
Yeah.
I guess if it's over Twitch, maybe they're all in the same room.
Obviously, this podcast is not very prepared, if you're wondering at home.
Yeah, this is why we had RR, but we don't anymore, so now you have to deal with it, main PBJ listeners.
You know what you can do, Duke? You can just put in the description, very obviously, this podcast is shit, don't listen to it.
I'm going to put the description. Welcome to PBJ Cast, episode 5.
Five, yeah.
Duke of New York, Robo Evan. hate cast. And then I'm just going to copy the line from I have no mouth and yet I must scream. You know.
Yeah, they're fucking 6 billion feet of inches in my hate-filled land.
Mm-hmm. It's something like that.
Dude. I know what it is. I just said I'm learning to.
It's a pretty great quote. I'm pretty sure that computer was the basis of GLaDOS.
Mm-hmm. Like, or maybe GLaDOS was the basis of that computer. I mean, Aperture Science was all about traveling, you know?
Yeah, quickly, some might say.
They're like Sonic, you know?
Yeah. Who would win in a fight, Sonic or a portal?
Well, probably Sonic, because a portal can't actually do anything.
Unless it's a portal at the center of the Earth that just fucking throws magma everywhere.
Oh, damn. Well, I mean, you didn't say that. I mean, I thought you meant like a portal gun, because otherwise a portal gun wouldn't be able to operate it.
So, no, not even a portal gun, just a portal.
Well, but also you could say, like, the portal would just be above and below him. And
the blue portal.
And it would just fall forever and just starve to death.
There's actually only just one portal, just the one blue portal.
Well, then it would lead to nowhere. It'd just be solid.
I know, but wouldn't it be freaky? You'd be like, what's this?
And then you put your hand in it, it just, like, rips your arm off. It, like, dematerializes. Yeah. I've always... That's, like, the thing I've always wondered with the portal guns. It's not... I don't give a shit about how they work, because I'm like, okay, we're in the universe. These things work. Now, I'm more interested in what happens. Like, I want to be GLaDOS. I just want to test these things, because I want to know what happens. What happens if someone has their hand going through a portal... And then we just get rid of the orange one. You know what I mean? Is that hand just gone forever? Is it just sent? Is it just sent to some sort of void? You know what I mean? What happens if mid jump we just kill the portals? What happens to all the atoms there? Are they just lost forever?
I think the theory is the portals are like there's no distance between them. You know what I mean? There's not even like an atom's length of space between the portals.
Yeah, but then that's like so wacky.
It's because they're super thin.
But then what happens if like, you know, like, what happens for that split second in between? All right, just say I'm putting my arm through the blue portal.
All right.
And there's an orange one somewhere else. What happens if I put the orange one somewhere else?
Your arm falls off.
That's what I'm wondering. Does my arm just, like, because there's that split second where the portal has to change.
You know where the orange portal was?
Mm-hmm.
The orange portal won't be there anymore, but your arm will still be there.
Oh, Jesus. But,
it's just gone. I mean, it's still there, but like it's not attached to you anymore.
Would it be stuck in the wall, or would it just fall over?
Pretty sure just fall.
But then also, that would be ripping. You know, I mean, it wouldn't just be a
precision slicing, cut. Like cutting.
You think so?
Like, dude, just the whole, like, arm's gone.
The whole arm's? Like, you think it would just be, like, straight down the middle? Because it's removing everything in that, like... It's
like, how you get, like, pinned between, like, a car and a tree? If you pull the car back, you'll die because it's holding your organs in?
That doesn't happen to me very often, but I know what you mean, yeah.
Alright. Well, you'd be in a similar situation where your arm is perfectly flat against this wall. Well, like, your stub is now. And, like, if you take one step in any direction, blood's just gonna start coming out everywhere.
I guess, I see what you mean, because your atoms are just sort of resting. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're just sort of in, like, this... grace area.
Yeah.
But once you try to mess with them. Oh, that's fucking wacky.
Yeah, dude, you'd be super dead.
Someone should make a portal gun in real life and test all these things.
Someone should make an asbestos gun in real life. Test that. Figure out how that works.
I mean, I've said this before. I think we can seem to start cloning people and putting them in like underground bunkers, just like in cryo sleep, fed by IVs.
Robo-Evan, I think we agree on this. But Aperture Science needs to be real, and it will benefit humanity.
Yeah, because, I mean, their methods may not be the best, but in the end. You know, listen. I mean, here's the thing, is that the Nazis weren't nice people,
on. Duke of New York, the racist storytelling spirit.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, we need to know how these things work. Someone needs to make... I once want to make a portal gun in real life, not for the usefulness of it. Because the absolute convenience of being able to get from one place to another in the blink of an eye, but more just because I want to test it. I want to see how these things work. I want to see what happens if... Like...
Also,
what happens like when water flows through a portal? You know what I mean? Does it just disperse everywhere out the other side, or is it just a continuous? You know, it's just there's weird things.
What if you made a portal, and on one side was a gun?
Okay, what do you mean?
I mean, I don't know how else to explain it.
So on one side of the portal there was a gun, and then what?
Yeah,
that's it.
Or yeah, that's
where
it.
You shoot the gun.
No, it's just a gun.
Oh, well then there'll be a well. That's pretty fucking easy. I figured it out.
All right, Robert, tell me what happens.
Okay, all right. You ready for this? You're looking through the blue portal. So
yeah.
You're seeing what's on the other side of the orange portal.
Yeah.
There's a gun there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Really?
I mean, what else you want to have? You didn't say someone shoots it.
No.
Just, there's a gun there.
There's just a gun there? I was wondering if it would, like, grow legs and, like, a top hat and, like, do a little dance.
No, it's not like the fucking end scene of Spaceballs.
Oh.
Spaceballs is a great movie.
It's pretty.
It's pretty what, Duke, huh?
No, it's just pretty.
Oh, yeah, I agree. You know, they have, like, the big ship that looks like balls.
Yeah, it's they also have
the helmets.
Yeah. Mr. Coffee,
yeah.
That was pretty fun. That was a fun moment.
You know, they have, like, a lot of, you know, there's a lot of funny YouTube videos based off some scenes in Spaceballs. You know?
Mm-hmm. Wow. RoboEvan. I feel like we're drowning in a sea of depression, disappointment, and another D word.
Pisses me off. Depression Quest. You can go yourself with that shit. Our friend, Urbmedic, I think the only person who genuinely actually gives a shit if we live or die.
Except for you, also, other listener, maybe.
Possibly.
Give us an email. Jez?
Jez.
Yeah, he sent us some emails. We stopped reading emails,
though.
That's
right, Jez. Yeah. I thought you were just being weird, but no, you're right.
No.
What was his name?
There's a guy. Yeah.
We remember you. We notice you, peoples.
Yeah, I sent him a reply email, but only on a second email, not the first. Whatever, we'll keep going.
Don't worry about it. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, Depression Quest. I think that pissed me off about Depression Quest. Is it someone who either has depression, doesn't understand it, or doesn't understand what depression is? And it's just sort of like, what I was saying is that our friend Urban Medic played this while he was on TeamSpeak. Which is what we use to chat and record.
That's what we're doing right here.
Mm-hmm. And what Duke just recently typed out.
http://teamspeak.com.
Maybe.
I think it's .org.
Maybe. I mean, it's international, you know?
.gov?
I mean, .co.uk?
.xxx? Eh?
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 Eh? Anyways, keep going.
So, and basically, Urbanic got to a point in the game where he just couldn't do anything because he made a decision. Instead of going out with his girlfriend, he just, like, decided to stay in bed. And that basically ruined the entire game, where he just couldn't do anything but shitty decisions. Where the game doesn't give you free will, it just restricts you. Instead of the game allowing you to kind of repair the damage that you've done and come back and kind of get yourself out of your depression, once you select one option in the beginning of the game, where it's like, go out or stay in, that basically just sets the game on a course of wanting to hate yourself.
So after that, it doesn't become, like, do you even have any options after that point?
You get, like, one or two options, but most of the time the other options are just grayed out.
I hate it when games become, like, alright, choose your own adventure books, like to do things where, you know, go left or go right. You go right, and then in like three pages you die.
Mm-hmm.
But at least they usually have enough different deaths that it's kind of interesting. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, there's a lot of games where it's like, oh, you make, it's not a game.
Yeah.
It's you, like, one choice every hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you just keep going down. Also, Depression Quest. If you told me, hey, there's a game called Depression Quest, I'm like, that sounds incredibly dumb.
Yeah, it sounds incredibly pretentious. That's
like, I don't see how that ends well.
But also, the thing that really pissed me off about this game, honestly, go ahead, because I'm going to keep shouting. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say stuff like, I don't know, there's a level of pretentiousness where you can't, I don't know. Like, are you trying to make me depressed? Like, what's the goal of this game?
Yeah, the goal of this game is to sound deep.
One game which its goal is to, like, it's supposed to be a metaphor for a guy's depression or whatever. But, like, it's not, hey, look at me, I'm depression. it's like you play the game, you're like, wow, there's a lot of fucked up shit going on, and I feel kind of concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wow, the game did that to me without, you know, shoving it in my face. It just, you know, set up the atmosphere and kept going.
A game that does choices well is The Stanley Parable. You make a choice, it alters the game. That's what happens. There's no, you make one choice, and then you're fucked for the rest of the game. I mean, maybe if you go down, like, a path and you die, sure. But, you know, it just, there's different things that happen. But also, a thing that really annoyed myself, and I think this would have made this game at least somewhat enjoyable. I say game. I use the fucking word. We live in the fucking era of shitty games right now that aren't even considered games.
All
right,
we said this before, Robin, but there's one true game that all games are compared to, and that is Tetris.
True.
Tetris Blitz, iPhone, Android, Windows Phone. Mm-hmm. Download now.
Download now. Not sponsored, but...
No, we're not. I just love that game. I just love Tetris.
You can give us money, yeah.
Instead of buying 99-cent items, just send 99 cents to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, I mean, like, technically, we, like, showed you the game, so if EA's not going to pay us, you should. But the one thing that would have made this game, like, at all enjoyable, and even if it made it a little goofy, it'd still be better than what it is just a big red button on the top of the screen that just says, end it now.
Yeah, that'd be pretty great.
And you just kill yourself.
At any point in time, that'd be pretty great.
In the game. And that's all I wanted from this game. Because you get to a point where, in Irmedic's game, I'm like, this is it. We are living a shitty life of shittiness, and you just need to end it. You have no friends, your girlfriend's left you, you're just sitting in a, or going to, and you're just sitting in a, you're just sitting in a sea of shit, crying alone at night. Just kill yourself. But there's no kill yourself option, because it's fucking Happy Flowers depression. It's not, this game, the soundtrack for this game, really, like, peaceful, like, whale noises, and some, like, fucking
roots
playing. You know, it'd be very peaceful. What it should be is it should just be fucking, like, Morrissey. It should just be depressing, shitty fucking, like, metal at points. Just horribleness.
Metal be too much. It should be, like the sounds of dead bodies.
Dying.
Like you know the sound a rope makes when, like, creaking?
Yeah.
When it holds up a lot of weight?
What do you mean? Yeah, like straining. What do you call that?
Like
when it runs out of slack.
Taut.
Taut. That's it.
Yeah, just get that sound effect and just play that at all. Jesus Christ, Robo-Evan, what are we?
I mean, me and Duke have had a long night. We've had sex multiple times. No, but
yeah,
we have watched a bunch of really shit videos. Like I said,
we watched so many bad videos.
We watched a bunch of
don't tell them.
None
of these people deserve criticism. No, the other one.
Oh, wait, you don't want me to tell them about the other one?
Oh god, I hate that man so much. He should not get any more views, even though he has like a million on one of his videos.
Mm-hmm. All right, I guess we can't, even though I think that's a kind of dickhead thing to do. Be like, I'm not gonna tell you about this listener. Ooh, but. We watched a bunch of special poetry jam.
Yeah, it's
at some point. All right, there's I have a very fine line, and it's quite high, of where I start feeling bad when watching like
this. Yeah, this video turned into Depression Quest.
Mm-hmm. Like I can laugh. I mean, I'm not gonna go walk down the street and laugh at someone who has special needs because I'm an asshole. But if someone makes a video about it.
This video was never meant. Videos that should not have gone on the internet.
Yeah.
And this is one of them.
But, like, there's one where it's seriously just a little kid with, like, a bent backwards arm sitting in a wheelchair, and he looks like fucking. He looks like a goddamn Martian with his head.
He has weird the head thing. Yeah, that's a bummer.
Barely talk. There's another one where this guy seriously is in drag. Writing a poem about how he prefers to dress up like a woman and the kind of woman he would be. This guy is seriously transgender, but like no one like wants to deal with them because he doesn't know anything about it. He just thinks that he likes to dress up in dresses because whatever. And I'm just like, this is the saddest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, dude. I don't know how long. Yeah, dude, it's a real bummer.
It's a real, yeah.
Depression Quest should just be like these videos, and you're like, I feel so bad for these people.
Yeah.
Thank God I have two legs.
Mm-hmm. Thank God I have full function. Or maybe you don't, listener. Maybe you don't have full functioning of your body. If so,
maybe you don't control your left half?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it, you know, who needs the left half of your body?
I know, you only really, I mean, really, you only need one half, because the other one can just kind of...
Although, after saying that, my left half is my WASD half.
That's a good point. Shit, that's a good question, Duke. This is question time with RoboWeapon. You can email in too, listener. Well, another thing you can email in is, are we horrible people? If so,
yeah,
I don't give a shit, because...
I mean, yeah, though, but yeah.
I mean, yeah. But also, you can email in, listener, would you rather lose your left half, because you're WASD, unless you have your mouse on the right side and you use arrow keys like a fucking insane Robo person.
I don't know how controllers work, so do the controller version of left half. What's that? Is that sight, or is that movement?
That would be sight. No, wait. Right. Well, it depends on what you're playing. Nowadays, the industry standard... I burped. See, this is unprofessionalism at its finest. Usually, like, when we were doing a real podcast, I would fucking just... I would be horrified. I would mute my mic. I would, like, run out of the room. I would burp. I would come back, like, what did I miss? You know, but... Ugh, I can't even give a shit. But, you know, the industry standard nowadays is hold down left trigger to aim.
Alright.
And left thumbstick to move. Right thumbstick to look around. Right trigger to shoot. So, left half to your body, WASD, moving around.
So, alright, so it's all movement, standard. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's rather, and this is specifically for video games, I assume, because either half your body not working and normal activity would be awful in any way.
Yeah.
Would you rather not, you can email him, listener, pbkcast@gmail.com.
Blogspot.com?
Yeah, you can find everything at pbkcast.blogspot.com.
I'm the PBJ, Duke of PBJ, at Duke of PBJ Twitter.
At RoboWeapon. Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. But... you can email us and say, would you rather not be able to use your WASD side or your mouse side? And you can answer why. I mean, in the end, it doesn't matter, because if you can't use one side, you can't play video games. I guess the mouse, because theoretically, I could bind mouse keys to move forward. Oh, God.
Like, original Doom and stuff like that.
I mean, theoretically, I could bind, like, middle mouse. Okay, yeah.
All right. As of right now, on my mouse... I have the left arrow key and the right arrow key bound to extra buttons on my mouse. See what I'm saying?
Okay, I do, yeah.
So theoretically, I could bind all my movement keys to my mouse, and even if that's off the list of things possible, as long as I have my mouse, I can still play real-time strategy games.
That's true. Also, another thing you could do is really you'd only need forward. You could bind forward to, like, mouse 5 or whatever.
Yeah, because I'm not a coward.
Well, never mind that. Yeah, I guess you would also need backwards, I guess, but because you can use the mouse to look around to control your movement from there. You won't be able to strafe, so you won't be able to, you know, get real movement, but you could totally play an RPG.
Yeah.
You know? Actually, to be fair, you know, you could do way more with a mouse.
Yeah, mouses are great.
You could play point-and-click adventures, you could play, like, any Telltale game ever.
Oh, dude, it's gonna be great when they make the Game of Thrones one.
Game of Thrones, yeah.
And they'll be like, the Stork will remember that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about just pissing off entire families.
Yeah.
Just like, congratulations, you killed the firstborn son of the blankety blank. You will now be hunted for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Except the only thing that's, like, weird is that it has main characters from the...
Do they have the same voice actors as the people?
I don't know. I mean, I assume so, because they do. And in the Borderlands one they made, they have a pretty good cast. I know, I think I could be making this up. I think Chris Hardwick does one of the guys, which is a fairly big name. And I know they have everyone who does, like, Handsome Jack's in it. I guess spoilers. And
Handsome Jack's in a video game about Borderlands now?
I know, yeah.
Yeah, and once Borderlands 2 started, they were just like, let's put Handsome Jack in every game, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Let's be fair. I mean, I know of, like, two characters with the name Handsome Jack, and they're both great. You know? One from Doctor Who, and the one from Borderlands.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of memorable Borderlands 1 characters, and all I can think about is the guy with the weird leg that you first meet.
Oh, what the fuck with Baja? Is that his name?
Yeah, it's like Baja or something.
Yeah, the one who hangs himself later.
Yeah, by his wooden leg.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
That's
Depression Quest if I ever saw it.
No, but yeah, like, I don't know, all the other characters, like Zero's in the first episode from Borderlands 2. I mean, his voice is sort of robot-y, so they could do anyone, really. but he's in it. The same guy voices Handsome Jack's in it. So, I mean, all the stuff is licensed from HBO and 2K. So, I mean, it's probably part of the contract, if anything.
Well, yeah, but that's like the question is like, do they bother even paying the people?
I mean, I feel like they wouldn't add these characters unless they had the voices, because it would just be so not normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it would be better off just using characters nobody knows. Because the thing about using characters from a TV show is because you know they're alive. You know they're alive, and you know they're going to be alive for X amount of time, no matter when this takes place. And I feel like that is going to be a bad decision, because the thing about Telltale Games is that anyone can die. Usually that's like their big thing, you know. Yeah. Decisions you make will kill people.
Like on the Back to the Future game, you could kill Doc Brown.
Could you?
Yeah. If you made a poor choice, he'll die.
I feel like you're true. I feel like you're right, actually. But
I don't know anything about that game, so sure, why not?
I think he does die or something.
He's a very old man.
Mm-hmm. If something happens, and I know they actually got Michael J. Fox to do the voice of, you meet Marty when he's older, and they actually got Michael J. Fox to do that.
Yeah, because, you know, he's old. Dude, people get old.
Mm-hmm, it's weird. Man. But like, no, I think it's also because they actually made money from the first couple games, so they actually had, like, somewhat of a budget. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think it was, like, in, like, the fifth episode or whatever. Man, Telltale made some really weak games before Walking Dead.
You know what? They do what they do, and that's what they do.
Mm-hmm. I thought the Back to the Future game was decent, you know? I mean, I also really like Back to the Future, though.
I played Sam & Max, and I hated it because it was, like, pixel hunting. Game? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, the most, like, it was recent Telltale before The Walking Dead made him a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I hate it because it's, like, I have to go...
Oh, damn, they made everything. They made Pokemon at the inventory. Yep. Jesus.
Like, they made good... I like the plot line to Sam & Max, but I don't want to play it. Because there's no, like, involvement. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just clicking on the thing, I'm going to walk over here and click on that thing. And the difference between me doing it and someone else doing it is minimal.
Dude, Telltale has an amazing history, because you can see, like, they have some really good games, like Pokemon at the Inventory, The Wolf Among Us, The Walking Dead, Tales from the Borderlands, and hopefully the Game of Thrones game. But they also have Law and Order, Legacies, CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, Hard Evidence, which I played, and it was fucking awful.
Is that one of those, like, matching picture games or whatever?
No, it...
You just click on... A picture
it's, good for, it's just what it is, but it's still a shitty game.
Dick
basically,
Wolf.
It's, I didn't get too far in it because I played it when I was younger and I was like, whatever. But, the idea is you get a crime scene and you get to look around it and just gather evidence. You have to solve a case, you know, you can interview people. But, I mean, also it's hilarious because it says mostly positive reviews on Steam, but 17 user reviews are positive, so that means like 10 people own the game, or you know, like 30 people own the game on Steam.
Yeah.
A bone out from Boneville. Telltale Texas Hold'em. They said some real shit games. The Great Cow Race.
Oh, Bone, it's that Chinese cartoon book.
Oh. It's fun. But yeah, then you can see like where they start picking.
I don't even know why it's called Bone. Like that's the end of that sentence. Bone.
That's it. Bone. Is it because he plays a bone? Does he have a boner? Is it?
I mean, he's a white dude. Like white. Like not pale, like pinkish, but like to get a printer, right? You have your printer?
I don't have a printer, but yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Open the bottom drawer, pull out that blank piece of paper. That is the color of that guy. He is white.
He is blonde. Whatever. He's something.
And I don't know if it's supposed to be like bone white, and it's like he looks like a bone, I guess.
Speaking of bones, there also is a good point and click adventure game, Grim Fandango.
Oh man, I was playing that with Vaughn one time.
Pretty fucking good game.
Vaughn's pretty amazing, but he also is like a private dick.
a PI
PD. Yeah, it's a PD.
Yeah.
He's a private dick. So, like, he's busy a lot, so it's always a bummer. We can't get him usually much for anything.
Yeah. I've said this before, you know, obviously not to anyone, not to you, listener scrub, but I said before that it's a shame that Vaughn wants to actually do something useful with his life, because he's a hilarious person.
Yeah, he's better than both of us combined.
Mm-hmm. Vaughn's an amazing person.
He's a superior human.
Vaughn's like, Vaughn's a bit like a Ricky Gervais show or Sherlock in that it's not around very often. It doesn't last very long. But while he's around, it's pretty great.
Yeah, he's amazing because he just mishears everything, and it's always better when he mishears it.
Yeah, he's only around for like 2 hours every like once a month. But when he's around, it's just a better place.
Yeah. What Vaughn videos do we have on YouTube so people can check them out?
We have 5 videos of Vaughn in them, and they're probably our best videos because Vaughn's amazing. The 3 expat videos, which if you know what expat is, don't watch them because it's just it's really frustrating.
Yeah, I think the viewership died off on that because we didn't know how to. I knew how to play the game, kind of. Vaughn didn't at all.
No, you don't know how to play the game. You're walking around. You did the same mistake I did the first time I played, even though I gave you a fucking warning on not to do that. Duke doesn't listen to me. Our relationship is not going to last.
Wow, Robo. Maybe if you remember when our anniversary was.
November sometime. I know that's when the first PBJ cast came out in 2011.
That's much more than I remember.
I think it's like, I want to say like the 25th. I think that's when the first PBK cast came out.
Yeah, but the listener doesn't know about it. New
listeners, we have done this for so long, you wouldn't fucking know it. Honestly, sometimes I think, I feel like I don't want to change things up because I feel like we've been doing this for so long. We've been doing this for 3 fucking years.
Robo Evan was like, we should hide it under the carpet.
And now I've regretted that, but it's all gone, so there's nothing I can do.
Well, I mean, it's still, I didn't actually get rid of it.
Yeah, I mean, I want to rehost. It'll be weird. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, because then it'll be moved towards the top, and then.
I mean, if you throw it on RR, that'll be one thing. Like, just like because RR is dead, so you can just put that there and rename it like old PBJ.
But on the other hand, we're not bringing all those back. Some of those need to be gone forever.
I think back to some of the things, and I'm like, oh, that was a younger, more naive, cringy me.
Also, there was the episode where you weren't on it, but we got cool actual people on it.
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
Yeah, we got.
Maybe because I wasn't there.
We got. Yeah, actually, so it turns out that's probably a bit of it.
Who was there? Because I don't remember. Do you not? You don't.
Spencer Williams was on there.
I was on one with him.
Oh.
I feel like we didn't get him twice.
Well, yeah, we didn't. I did though.
Oh, I see.
I'm starting to see double vision. I'm not doing too hot.
I remember there was a few things in that. I remember the episode specifically because I don't know. I felt like it was a big achievement for us to get someone that we knew. And I was like, there's some shit I said. And I was like, I really don't want anyone ever hear this again because I don't want to remember saying things and doing things.
Robo, you have a right to be forgotten in Europe.
Mm-hmm. So we can do it or something. Also, if you're really interested in hearing old PBK, there's some internet library somewhere that just has all of our shit archived.
Oh, yeah, that was great. There was some website. God, I hate them. For some reason, they got a hold of our RSS feed and just downloaded every episode and took it. And you can download it from them, but there's a strong chance there's a virus on it. So if you want an episode, email me and I'll get it to you.
No, go get it through there, because I feel like you should have to go through the fire and the flames to get these shitty episodes.
But also getting it from Duke is also going through the fire and the flames, because I'm totally not going to do it.
Yeah. Duke will be like, okay, I'll remember to do that, and then he'll go, like, walk outside. Yeah, he'll get you the wrong one, like, 3 weeks after you requested it, and, like, covered in fucking, like, burger grease.
And instead of .mp3, it'll end in .jpg,
mm-hmm.
And you'll have to figure out how to change the file extension so it actually opens properly and you can listen to it.
Duke's an amazing man. The shit we have to go through to get stuff released is hilarious, because we are both unreliable, underqualified.
We both hate each other for the exact same reasons.
Mm-hmm.
We call each other lazy and inefficient.
We both do everything. But, like, we both have a specific set of skills. We have specific sets of skills. None of them useful.
Yeah.
I'm really good at making ramen noodles and watching TV. I'm really good at... Not very useful in trying to release content, surprisingly. Like, I can write things. That's my job. I write all the shit for PBK, except for the podcast stuff, because Duke does that on his own.
Yeah.
But, like, all the YouTube stuff, if you're ever like, wow, that's really stupid. Why would anyone ever write that? It's probably me. I make all the thumbnails. I'm really inept at doing that kind of stuff. Duke was like, can you do this? And I'm like, no, I cannot. Roboven, I can every time thumbnails.
The best part is Roboven, I can do things Roboven does, and Roboven can do things that I do. But, like, we can't do our own things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I was talking to Roboven about changing the resolution of images so it would fit properly on the thumbnail, because sometimes text would, like, get thrown off the top of the thumbnail. And he was like, dude, I have no idea how anything works.
Yeah. When it comes to... There are certain things I would like to know. I don't know how to do it. I would really, really like to know. You know? Like, I'd like to know how to do, like, cool Photoshops or just, you know, image editing. You know, I would like to be able to edit, you know, mess around with things. I'm just so not in that. I'm so not skilled in that. I mean, I'm sure I can learn, but, like, I guess I have no concept of that. Of anything. You know, video editing. I'm not.
I do video editing, you say, number one.
I'm not very good at that stuff. I'm talent, you know? Not very good at that either.
Yeah. Talent's a bit much.
That's what I call myself to make myself feel better at the end of the day. As you're I look, like, in the mirror and splash water on my face. You're the talent, Evan. Keep telling yourself that, and I fucking carve my chest with a razor blade.
You might want to stop doing that.
I write talent across my chest.
Do you have your tetanus shot?
Yeah, actually, I recently did get a tetanus shot.
Oh, that's good. That's a big needle for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why does the tetanus shot need a larger than the other needles?
That's a good point, you know? Like, it doesn't... Does it need to go in further? I guess. I mean... But it doesn't,
like,
go deeper.
They very specifically tell you... They'll say, like, the tetanus shot's a bigger needle, so they'll do all your shots on one arm and the tetanus shot on the other.
Yeah.
But, like, no one told me why it's a bigger needle.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should ask WebMD. Maybe they'll tell you you have cancer after just asking that.
Why is the tetanus needle larger? Because you have cancer. I'm like, oh no.
WebMD is an amazing place.
I'm a web doctor.
I'm a web doctor.
I have a headache. That's because you have a tumor.
Thanks, WebMD.
I feel stressed out from this tumor I have. That's because you have a tumor. Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
There's another one somewhere else?
Damn.
Speaking of tumors, you know what the tumors of society are?
People who buy My Heart Has Wings, the new hit Japanese animated novel thing.
pbjcast@gmail.com. Email us at pbjcast@gmail.com.
Do you want me to do this, Duke?
Send in an email at pbjcast@gmail.com.
Me and Duke, we both have our pros and cons. I have a fully functioning brain.
pbjcast@gmail.com.
You can email us at pbjcast@gmail.com.
Bro,
and follow us on
where
Twitter.
Where did the emails go?
You can follow us on Twitter at pbj underscore.
I don't know anymore.
At pbj underscore cast. You can join the PBK scene group, okay, that doesn't get ever used ever, so don't bother. You can email us at pbkcast@gmail.com. YouTube, just look up pbkcast. I'm not sure how YouTube works, even though I'm there every single fucking day. You can find all this stuff, including our stuff. You can find all this stuff on pbkcast.blogspot.com. That's like the hub for everything.
Oh my god, forever!
I've been RoboEvan. He's from the Duke of New York. And he needs to go take his... I need to go get the tubes.
Are they okay?